let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my chief, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wolford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. And this is the Holy Spirit Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. I am on late today of my... Oh, Lord. I prayed for God to give me the strength and the will to get up and do the show. Because when I do the show, I find peace and I find a centeredness that helps me through my health issues. And that's what Jesus offers us. And when we're in times of pain or in times of sorrow, we have to remember to pray. Prayer is a conversation. It's simply a conversation. Letting God know through His Son Christ, with the Holy Spirit as our advocate, letting Him know exactly what's on our mind. Even though He knows, we need to confess with our mouth, you know, and talk to Him. Just talk to Him. All right. Today's reading comes from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 18th through the 28th verse. And we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, which is what was promised to us by Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. When Christ was baptized, the Spirit ascended on Him like a dove. And now the Father sends that Spirit to us to help us in these times down here when we just are weak and we just don't know what to do. We have to call on that great comforter, the Holy Spirit, in order to see us through. I read in the mighty name of Jesus, Romans, the 8th chapter, the 18th to the 28th verse, and it says, well, I have to get to Romans, right? And that gave you a chance to get your Bible. And of course, if you do not have a Bible, please go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org, and download the smartphone app. And also, before I read, if you need prayer, email jhomorg1@gmail.com. That's jhomorg1@gmail.com. And that's just the number one. Okay, let's get into the mighty reading of the word, because that's why we're here and that's why I wanted to jump on. It says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subject to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of children right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But I hope for what we do not have. We wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance to the will of God. I also would like to go just to John, the 14th chapter, and read you the 25th verse. And it reads, as I have spoken with while still with you, and this is Jesus talking to the disciples, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Everyone, we were not left alone when Jesus ascended into heaven and he was crucified. The Holy Spirit is promised to us from God that he will send that Spirit down, not only to be an advocate for us, to comfort us, to give us hope, to give us joy. You know, our religion, our Christian religion, is based on faith, and the definition of faith is being certain of those things hoped for. Since sure of those things hoped for and certain of those things unseen. We're sure of what we hope for. We're certain that God and Jesus exist, and the Holy Spirit does. So in all of that, God is saying that he is just waiting for Christ to come back when all his children will be revealed. But do not worry and do not be afraid. Just patiently wait on the Spirit and patiently wait on the return of our Lord and Savior, because the Spirit helps us in weaknesses. Even when we don't know what to say, even when we can't have that conversation I was just telling you about, the Holy Spirit will translate all of that, all your feelings, everything you're saying, when you can't talk anymore, the Holy Spirit will be there. The Holy Spirit, the wonderful gift, the Spirit of our Savior. We conquer everything through that. Everything. And as I have read Romans and John to you, the thing that I want you to meditate on and concentrate on is that all the things that we're going through is not of our will. That's what it's saying in Romans. It's not of our will. This is of the will of God. But he didn't do it and just leave us alone. He said, I'm going to subject you to this frustration. But the glory that you're going to get and the hope of Christ is going to be, is not comparable to the suffering that we have to endure. So the biggest thing we need to do is keep hope in our Savior, in our Lord. Do not be afraid. We know that this is all his will. And his will be done on this earth. But again, he did not leave us as orphans. He didn't leave us at all. All right, everybody, we're going to come back to that, of course. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit marinate some more on that and see if I have anything else to add. But I want you to concentrate on those readings. Reread them. Pray for God for wisdom. He said, anyone who asks for wisdom, I will give it to you. Pray for wisdom and understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those things in the Bible that are a mystery. That's why it was saying in John that the Holy Spirit is there to remind you of everything that was said and done by Jesus. The Holy Spirit is there to remind you of those things. You have firsthand information coming to you directly from our God. Hallelujah on that, everybody. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to start rolling into the show. And the first person up on the mic is going to be Danielle Wilson with Call the King, everybody. Here we go.
Situation, he's always there for you. We carry too much trying to do it on our own. We need a relationship with a power that is strong. Creator of all things will never do you wrong. Our times gon' come, it ain't the time to run the stress. But it's the perfect time to give God your best. To see where your faith is in his hands and in your hands. God knows all things, we run out of plans. Untouched graves that never knew the Lord's plans. Friends will prosper you, give you the promised land. We worry about LG&E, water bill, car payments, cable TV. And our 6 o'clock meal, God never put too much on you that you can't handle. Even when it gets dark, he stay lit like a candle.
If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be saved. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ gonna carry your burdens. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burdens. Jesus gonna take care of your burdens. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burdens. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ gonna carry your burdens. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burdens. Jesus gonna gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burden.
It don't matter how old you are, it don't matter how young you are, it don't matter what race you are, it don't matter where you park your car. Call this man, he'll take you far. You lose your job, put it on his back. Kids are bad, put it on his back. You depressed, put it on his back. Prophesy, he'll change all that. Spit life, he bring you back. Power to hear, now that's a fact. Power to hear, now that's a fact. You got a problem with smoking too much, got a problem with drinking too much, got a problem with eating too much, got a problem with cussing too much, got a problem with fighting too much, got a problem with freaking too much. Some for you, some of it ain't, but I pray to God that it's enough to get you there. You waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know he's real. I tried on myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be saved. If you call the king, knows your soul.
All right, that was Daniel Wilson with Call the King, everybody, and that is what we have to do, is call on him. He said he'll be there, because guess what? He's able, and that's what's up next. Franzan Hayes with He's Able.
When your way seems hard and the road looks dark, he's able.
He's able to.
When all is taken and friends have forsaken you, he'll be there.
Yes.
Don't give up, don't give in. He will come through again and again. I'm so glad I know
he's able to bring you
out. Yeah. When your way seems hard and the road looks dark, he's able.
He's able to bring you out.
When all is taken and friends have forsaken you, he'll be there.
Yes.
Don't give up, don't give in. He will come through again and again. I'm so glad I know
he's able to bring you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the bills are due and the money is due, he's able.
He's able to bring you out.
When you've cried all night long and feel so alone,
shape you,
mold you,
to
his image,
oh yes,
yeah, yeah. did for me, he'll do for you. He'll give you hope when skies are dark. He'll make a way when there's no way. Through the valley of the shadow of death, he'll lift you up. He'll hold your head. He'll understand. Through the fire, he'll bring you out. Through the flood, he'll bring you out. Yes, he is. He's able. Yes, he is. He's able. Step back. Get out the way and watch God work. I'm so glad I know.
All right, everybody. That is what we're talking about. God is able to bring you out of anything. And with that Holy Spirit that he promises us, boy, we can withstand everything. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix. And this is Making It Through Mix. And the reasons for the dance mixes, dance breaks on the show, is one is to give you a chance to stop, focus, and give God praise and glory. Dance around and be rejoiceful. Make a joyful noise. Dance in your spirit. Do whatever you have to do, but celebrate the things that God has done for you, even in the midst of your troubles. And the second part of it is to try to find out the message that's embedded in the mix based on the music and the words and the songs that were picked, because it's a ministry within itself. So without further ado, everybody, let's give God some glory. Let's give Jesus God some praise, too. And let's give Jesus some glory and honor. Everybody, here's the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix. Making it through.
I got the Holy Ghost right now. And I thank God for the stuff I've been through, but now I'm here.
Break it down.
I feel life in me.
Break it down.
I say yes to my Lord. I say yes to my Lord. He's on great things. He's on great things. I say yes.
Come on, say.
Yeah.
just got something I gotta tell you.
Stay tuned and listen to the sounds of my voice. I'm here to tell you it's time to rejoice. Better days are coming just for you.
Just be patient, there's a better day. Say you can't, whatever it takes, can't.
going through some tough times here lately. I can't even figure them out, but I know what the word says about me. And I know my change is gonna come. Yeah.
catch your breath. We have to tell someone that our God loves us, everybody. That was the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix for the week. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And this, I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty. And this is the edition of Holy Spirit Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty. All right, we are going to, I hope you had a great time rejoicing the Lord. We're going to go back to the readings of the week coming from Romans, the 18th chapter, to the 28th verse. It says, I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope, hold on to that word, that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if you hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Everybody, everything we're going through down here is the will of God. And as he says, we're subject to frustration, but our present suffering is not worth comparing to the glory we're going to get when Christ returns, because we're going to be revealed. If you die in Christ, you're going to be revealed. If you are alive and in Christ, you're going to be revealed to God that you are one of His children, that you followed the teaching of Christ, that you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior. You will be saved. So no matter what is going on down here, that's why I said hold on to that word hope, because in this verse is telling you that that is what the whole point is to give us hope. We go through things so we can have hope, have faith in what we believe in, knowing and hoping and waiting patiently for Christ to come back, knowing and hoping and waiting patiently for things that this too shall pass, because it says that the creation was subject to frustration, not by his own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected in hope. That no matter what you're going through, you will continue to place all hope in our Lord and Savior Christ. If we go to John, the 14th chapter, I'm just going to read the 25th verse, and it says, all this I have spoken will still be with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit from the Father, whom the Father will send in my name and will teach you all things, and remind you of all of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Everyone, we are completely taken care of. That's what the Great Trinity is all about, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is directly linked to us. All right, everyone, we're going to go, and I wanted you to catch your breath, was meditate and read on the Word of God, but we're going to roll into our resident DJ Shaheem's dance mix. The same rules apply for the dance mixes, Everybody, get up off your feet. Let's give God another 15 minutes of praise. Ever.
DJ Shaim.
Let me hear you say
and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. So everything that you've been worried about, you need him to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah. All of your burdens, just bring them all down, yeah. You're gonna get it. Being sick, you need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over, leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Everything that you've been worried about,
put it on the altar.
You need him to work it out. He'll work it out.
Put it on the altar.
I love your burdens. Just bring them on down, eh?
Put it on the altar.
You're gonna get an answer to your prayer.
Put it on the altar.
Oh,
oh yes, you'll get an answer.
You get an answer.
Oh yeah.
You get an answer.
energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, his blessings on me. I feel the grace. I don't deserve it. It's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree. Can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning.
Thank you, God.
To get it in. No, I'm not playing. This is my trend. No, I'm not perfect. I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self. Turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
Every T, I don't dot every I. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. You still chose me. Can it be? Every sky, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Love me. Oh, in spite of me.
Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a guard. I do it all by myself. I won't ask for help, and sometimes my mother's smart and be insecure. Counting other people's blessings and never stop to notice what I got. Yeah, some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes, I'm found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me.
You still chose me.
You still chose me.
How can it be?
How can it be?
Every scar,
every scar, every flaw, you see it all.
You see it all.
You still love me, love me.
You still love me.
Every scar, every flaw, you see it all.
You see it all.
You still love.
DJ Saeem.
Ooh, I hope you got a chance to give God some glory and praise. That was DJ Shaheem, my beloved resident DJ, everybody. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of the Holy Spirit. I want to make sure you read Romans 8 chapter, the 18th through the 28th verse, and John 14 chapter, the 25th verse. Read it, meditate on it, get it in your spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal those things to the Bible. Pray for wisdom, everybody. And we are going to keep rolling with the show because that's the mood I'm in. I just love praising the Lord. I love praising the Lord. Okay, everybody. Kent Folk and Elrich with King of Kings. Here we go. Alright, everybody, that was Kenfolk and Elrich with King of Kings, and we're going to keep moving on. Next up on the mic is Metaphors of Conviction by Brittany Anthony Mason. Here we go.
Water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clap on. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. He invited you to dinner, but you turned it down. He is the bridge to new life, but you burned it down. He tapped you on the shoulder, but you didn't turn around. He called you by your name, but you were nowhere to be found. God is a bountiful stream of grace and mercy. He is the living water, and he knows you're thirsty. He knows all of your thoughts, and you don't have to worry, because he supplies our needs. No, we're not worthy. He'll show you the way, but you gotta do research. Faith comes by hearing, you just gotta believe first. Can't go back in the womb, but there's gotta be rebirth. This is the real thing, there's no time to rehearse. You are royalty, a child of the King. The one who made the earth, stars, and everything. Why would you turn down a crown? Why would you choose to hang low? Why would you rather chase fame, girls, cars, and make dough? Fame is overrated, girls are overstated, cars rust and break down, and that dough you just made wasn't worth the price you put down. Hell doesn't have currency, it just has ingredients: souls, sulfur, and fire. Nothing else will be expedient. Tick tock, the clock is ticking. You better get right while your leg's still kicking. You running around like a headless chicken. Hell ain't Kentucky Fried and it ain't finger licking. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on.
All right, that was Brittany Anthony Mason with Metaphors of Conviction, everybody. We got time for one more song. Let's do War by Spiritual Peace.
Hey, about the war with the enemy. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to throw the war, I'm about to throw the war, I'm about to throw the war. I'ma take you to the enemy, I ain't ashamed, I pray you see what's going on all around us. It ain't you and me, your spirit's floating all around. Adam making you and me the enemy. He's been around for years, yeah, he got history. The soul is dwelling in the man before we pull the trigger. The flesh is never satisfied, that's why I sin is getting bigger. Put it on the TV commercials, they tryna get rid of you. Everything I make for good to get perverted, it don't let them get you. I pray you see the pictures while I'm making it clearer. Look at the spirit man, when you look up in the mirror. Time is ticking, man, how you living? Don't let him set you up for failure. He's a master blast, taking souls and taking lives. I pray this open your eyes and make you sit down. Make you think about your life before you leave here and now. Saying I call you out, it's wonder who you are. Yeah, you wouldn't even know, but you're open and I'm grown. If I'm dumb, you don't want none. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to throw the war, I'm about to throw the war, I'm about to go to war, war, war. I'm in the ring with the enemy, hear the Lord talking to me. In the background saying don't back down. There's pride trying to rise up, pride getting knocked out. Depression trying to sit in, I'ma hit him in the chin of me. This is not a game, so many souls go unclaimed. Cause they didn't call on the Father to see. Got a dollar, gave money, power now. Wrong is right and right is wrong. That's what the world say, but I got the right to know what the Lord got for me. And that's when it's soul saving. Souls hurting feelings, man, the truth hurt. I always hit harder when I put God first. Satan try to sneak me, so I hit him with a two-piece. Think he can whoop me, man, he gotta put in work. Cause I ain't throwing out a fight, even though it might seem like he hit hard, but my God hit harder. Knock him down to his knees, he need water in the dark. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About to war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to throw the war, I'm about to throw the war, I'm about to throw the war. Soldier, don't talk it, let it show about my lifestyle. For Christ, I'm going all out, punch the devil lights out. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Going hard, I ain't swinging my sword. I know the devil want me back, but he can't get me. I got blood on me, so he can't get me. Beat me, giving God all the roads, rolling with me. My eyes ain't
same. My talk ain't the same. My walk ain't the same. Thoughts ain't the same. Gotta keep it real. Gotta give God praise. Feel so good to live to be safe. Every day I call on His name. Tryna reach out to the lost and the blind. These dirty streets singing they laugh. It's dirty music trapping they mad. Gotta let it shine. I can't waste time. A lot of people gon' hate, but I ain't tripping. I ain't ashamed of how I'm living. Keep it real because I know He gave His life to let me know. If I trust in Him and His word is written, He told us life will be given. So I'ma keep it real till it's over. I'm on the wall. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. Yeah, I'm about to let the devil know. Put my gloves on, he's about to go toe to toe. About the war with the enemy, all up in his face. Best believe the Lord is rolling with me. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. I'm about to go to war. War, war, war.
All right, that was Spiritual Peace with War. Everybody, remember, we do not fight with flesh and blood, but we fight with spiritual demons in high places. All right, that's the end of the show. I want to thank my Heavenly Father and my Lord and Savior for allowing me to come to you. It's not easy, but it's necessary for me. And in it, I find my hope. In it, I find my direction. And I hope that it does something for you too. Please visit our website, jhom.org, jhom.org, and download that free smartphone app. And also, check out everything about the ministry. You're also able to give a donation to the ministry. All donations are tax deductible. We're 501c3. All right, everybody, don't forget, if you need to contact us for any reason, you want to be an artist on the show, you have questions about the reading, you want prayer, jhomorg, the number one, at gmail.com. That's jhomorg1 at gmail.com. Okay, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace, love, blessings. I'm out.